Cajun Station.
The following is a special encore presentation of My Town, Your Town.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town. An hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Straw.
And once again, we do welcome you in to My Town, Your Town. My name is Jim Straw. What a humbling experience for me to serve as your host for this show, episode number 6. They are clipping by week after week. This show comes to you because we like to talk to good people doing good things, good stuff, good organizations, good companies, people doing good business to move our state and our valley and our community forward in a positive way. Wherever you are, it's your community. I haven't said this before on the show, but the word community, the grassroots, means a series of relationships. And community's really strong in West Virginia and really strong in our communities and really strong in your town, wherever your town is. So this is My Town, Your Town. We got a great show lined up today. We're talking with some good friends of mine. Actually, I know all these folks pretty well. A new delegate, your delegate, our delegate, my delegate, Delegate Walter Hall is in studio. We're going to be talking with him, catch up a little bit about his first session up at the Dome. And we'll talk a little bit about what's happening in St. Albans as well. After we say goodbye to Walt, Michael Lipton, our good friend from the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, will be in. Their induction ceremony is coming up here in June at the Cultural Center. And then May, I know it's the end of May, the unofficial weekend of the summer, Memorial Day weekend, we're going to talk with a good friend of mine, Robin. Robin is an esthetician, and it is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to talk with her about how we can protect ourselves this weekend and the rest of the summer moving forward, and we'll talk a little bit about her business as well. She is the owner, proprietor of Universal Aesthetics. Whew! Lot going on. I better get right to it because Walt has a lot to talk about. Delegate Walter Hall. Walt, how are you, my friend? Good morning.
Jimmy Strawn, doing well, my friend.
It's great to see you. You look good for a man your age.
Well, you know, I did turn the big 6-0 recently, so thanks for bringing that up.
I got you by a year or so. So, you know, we're just getting started in our seventh decade. We're just getting started, brother.
Probably still young at heart. And
yes. So they changed the district on me. It used to be the 30th. You represent the 58th.
That is correct.
And you ran a heck of a good campaign last fall. Last year you got elected first time on the ballot. As a good friend and someone who's known you for 30 some years, I just want to say publicly, I'm very proud of you. Congratulations, my friend. That's good.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. You did good. I'm like, oh my, look at my boy Walt. So you got in. You know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Mr. Hall goes to Charleston. You went to the Capitol Dome for the legislative session. I got some numbers here. That was our 86th legislative session?
That is correct.
And the 60 days long, as many of us know. Now it's 100 single-member districts. Back in the day, the old 30th where you came from, used to be 7 members. That was a heck of a nightmare trying to run for that thing. But now it's 100 single-member districts. So you represent the 58th. How was your first session? I'll just put the ball right on the tee and just ask you generically, what was your impression of your first session that just ended here? I guess that was ended in March, right?
Well, the 60-day session did end on March 15th.
Okay.
We have interim meetings throughout the year. Very humbling experience, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty active in my community. You just explained the word community and what it means to all of us. On my political advertisements and any speaking engagements I had to promote the 58th district, I use the word community conservative. I am very much a community conservative with Christian values and common sense approach. And unfortunately, that's rare in Charleston right now. And obviously, it's very rare in Washington. But being one of 88 Republicans that served this year, it was an honor to pass the first serious tax cut in 35 years. I believe that was our a major accomplishment for us as a legislative body to put those tax dollars back into the public's hands and hopefully be able to afford some of these high prices that we have at the grocery store. But being a weekend to honor our military.
Absolutely.
And Memorial Day weekend. You know, another tax bill that we passed in the legislature was the disabled military service veterans. And they'll receive a refundable tax credit against their personal income taxes for real property paid on their homes. And I was proud of that as well.
No one loves to support the military and our veterans more than this show and me. We had Vicki Vaughn last week to talk about the Armed Forces Day parade down the road here in South Charleston. So we had Dan Lanier on, too, talking about the veterans. He's an Army Reserve liaison. So, yeah, we support our veterans. I never really got an opportunity to serve, but boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, am I grateful to them.
Yeah, amen, brother. And Vicki Vaughn put on a fabulous parade. It said rain or shine.
We got it in.
And Vicki does a fabulous job up here at the South Charleston Visitors and Conventions Bureau.
Absolutely.
I'm honored to call her a friend and you as well.
So you, at the session, did anything catch you off guard? Like, I did not see that coming. Or did everything happen the way you thought it would or what you told would? Or did anything catch you and go, wow? You go home at night and go, honey, you know what happened today? I did not see this coming. Did anything like that happen?
Every single day.
Every single day, yeah.
But let me phrase that more specifically.
For me, yeah.
Every single night. Because I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
I like to organize, develop my plan, and act on it. And within the legislature, you would not receive an email till about 9 o'clock in the evening with the next day's agenda because you did not know the previous day's closure would include or exclude certain bills and topics that seemed important on that day. So it changed daily. So in my mind, I had to refocus in the evening. So after I would leave my house at 7 a.m. for our caucus meetings at 7:38 a.m. and being assigned as the assistant majority whip, I had 10 other delegates to chat with and get their opinions on bills. And I would come home 9, 10 o'clock in the evening, sit down after dinner, and read through the email to prepare for the next day. So it was very humbling, very challenging, and very exciting.
I think I've heard that. I think that would drive me crazy. Of course, you know, I teach intro to public speaking at University of Charleston, and I teach impromptu speaking. It sounds like you always have to be ready to impromptu speak, but you have to you can also prepare yourself to be an impromptu speaker. Mm-hmm. So you go in without egg on your face, you read a little bit at the night before you go to sleep, and you go in the next day, always changing, always. It's a moving target, isn't it? What
it
you're
really
trying
is.
To do.
As is
and a lot of variables.
Right?
A lot of variables.
A lot of variables.
Yeah.
It's good to know that you're serving with 99 other delegates, and I am proud to serve for the leadership that they have put together over the past years and their experience because they guide us well. They prepare us well. Now it's up to us to look into our hearts and within our prayers and act on the right thing to do for our people and our district and our state.
I'm gonna go one more question when it comes to representation up at the House, and then I want to talk with you a little bit about what's happening in our community, your community, the 58th District, St. Albans, and Nitro. What's on the horizon? It's a 2-year term, so you got at least one more year.
I do.
You got at least one more year.
Yes.
What's on the horizon? What you personally, and what do you think the session's going to mean in 2024? What do you folks hope to do up there in January of 2024?
Well, on the horizon, being a House of Delegate is a 2-year term, as you just stated, and it appears that I'll be campaigning every other year.
Wow.
So on the nearest horizon is a fundraiser.
Another campaign. Wow.
And that is different for me as your city council representative at large candidate and serving as the vice mayor of St. Albans. It's a 4-year term. Our Senate, one of 34, is a 4-year term. So for me, on the horizon is to run for re-election.
So you're going to do that?
For the House of Delegates.
No question you're doing that? Or is there a question?
Well,
you hesitated.
Well,
I don't really know the answer, Walt.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer within my heart, but I don't know what God has planned for you or I.
I gotcha.
And today, I can say what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, things change. There's a lot of changes going on in our legislature, in our community, and in our state. That's a big election year in 2024. I am leaving my options open.
I gotcha.
If God opens that door, and wherever that leads me, I will walk through gladly and serve him and our community. So I can't answer that
with but you will be there
today.
You will be there January of 24. You're obligated. You got one more year.
That is correct.
So what do you think that session is going to look like?
Well, we are meeting. These interim meetings allows us to set back and review the bills that we passed. 333 bills completed the legislative process this past year.
That's a lot of sausage.
the
grinding sausage up there, folks.
The interesting part of that, Jimmy, is that I put my eyeballs on over 1,000 bills. What did I learn? I learned that I could only put so much time into being prepared with all the bills that come before me. Now I have to narrow that down to what I see leadership and what these meetings and committee meetings are pushing to the floor. And what does the Senate, how does the Senate feel about that? No bill will be passed and signed by the governor by one body. It requires both bodies. Mm-hmm. So what the House of Delegates are moving forward with and believe is right for our people, the Senate is working on their own agenda as well. And together we form one and send that to the governor for signage. So that is a items that we're looking at. There are discussion points at our interims. I'm on economic development and tourism.
Nice.
I'm on technology and infrastructure.
Good deal.
I'm on seniors, child, and family issues. I'm on political subdivisions. My focus is within my committee. Mm-hmm. I have plenty to read and look into. I can't expand on that. I don't have time to do that.
I know you're a big proponent and advocate, and you just mentioned with the seniors and the children, you're a family man. Let's talk about a little bit what's going on in our district. The 58th district includes St. Albans and Nitro. You're a St. Albans guy originally, city council, vice mayor officially. Is that correct, of St. Albans? Let's talk about the good things happening right around the St. Albans and your district community. I know you're at the Alzheimer's breakfast this week. I know Dementia Friendly is important to you. So talk a little bit about some of those things and other things that are going on throughout the district in St. Albans and Nitro specifically, Walt.
Well, I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of businesses as an independent insurance agent here with Morris Insurance Services. And as the council and vice mayor, I'm able to talk to folks and businesses that's interested in advocating for something that's dear to my heart. I am a community educator for the Alzheimer's Association. Mm-hmm. Since 2018. Chris Braley and I formed a team in 2016 to focus on something Chris is passionate about and something I wanted to be, I'm passionate about, but made it my purpose to become a dementia-friendly community.
Love that.
And I'll tell you what, we put together a team of volunteers, community leaders in 2016, and in 2019 we were recognized, the city of St. Albans was recognized as the one and only dementia friendly community. And that means educating, that means advocating, that's going through the whole process. Awareness and education will get every topic before folks so you can see success. And that has expanded. Yesterday I spoke at the West Sadis Community Center in Nitro. Mayor Case Bolt and Councilwoman Cynthia McGill was at that meeting. They invited me to attend, and they have officially started the process to becoming dementia-friendly as well.
Very
good
news.
St. Albans, Nitro, partners working together to improve our communities. It's not a competition. Two or more is a group, and that requires all of us working together so we can see real change in our communities.
My hat's off to you guys. I applaud you. You know, I'm a real advocate for, you know, the seniors
yes,
as well,
are.
And dementia,
yes.
And Alzheimer's. I've worked with
yes,
Alzheimer's, and I've worked with people with dementia. I love what you guys are doing. I love your effort. I love the movement. I can't believe it's been 4 years ago, but it continues to grow. Hats off.
I spoke at the Reason to Hope breakfast
right.
at the Capital Market yesterday morning,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning,
me,
with Sharon and Teresa and Kelly.
I've been to that breakfast before. I didn't make it this year. I was out of town, but you spoke a couple of years back, and I think you even used one of those promotional pictures that we took a couple of years back, but I know you're a huge advocate for that. I love what you're doing on that front, brother.
Well, I am on children, family, and child senior issues on the legislative committee for the House of Delegates, and that's based off of my experience as a community educator for the Alzheimer's Association. I am president and originated the concept of the 25177 Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization.
Do you have your golf tournament yet?
We are the first Saturday in August.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I
we'll expect
to get that
you to participate. But I'm the seniors, and everything in between.
Gotcha.
And when you do that, good things are happening.
Good
things are happening in St. Augustine.
We are talking with our delegate, Walt Hall. Walt is a new representative up at the legislature.
Not so new anymore.
He's here chatting about what he learned, what happened, what's on the horizon for our legislative session up here in 2024. More locally here with St. Albans, the St. Albans boy, we're talking about dementia-friendly, but there's so much happening, and St. Albans is getting so much love nationally for being one of the coolest destinations to go to. I know Bill and his group are doing amazing work with the Coal Valley and the Flat Water and with the Yak Fest and the canoe trip down the Coal River. But there's just so much happening. And it's we had Scott Tweedy on a couple of weeks ago, our director of the Parks and Rec here in St. Albans, and just talking about all the good things they're offering. And you mentioned for children, family, seniors, all ages, whether you're 2 or 102, there's something pretty fun to do in St. Albans, Walt, don't you think?
Yes, there is. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort and planning and organizing and execution, and that's the key to any successful event.
Hey, I want to mention, we did have Scott Tweedy on a couple of weeks ago, and he was promoting the Dragapalooza, the music festival up at City Park. It was supposed to happen last Saturday, I do believe, and the threat of rain chased that away. We've rescheduled it. Walt, you were telling me off air, is August the 19th the new date for Dragapalooza?
That is correct.
Set your calendar, folks, for Saturday, August the 19th up at City Park. Excuse me. It'll run from like noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We got a couple of stages. We got a bunch of bands and some good food and lots of fun for the kiddos. Park your car down at the high school, and we're going to shuttle you up there. St. Albans City Park, August the 19th is the new date for the Dragapalooza. The pool's opening, as most pools are. The pools are opening.
I remember you
saying off air the pool. Talk about where the pool is and when that opens and what that means to this community. The pool is a big thing, man. I love the pool.
It is. Not a lot of communities are able to open their city pools due to finances, repairs, maintenance,
aging.
That's
a great point.
And we're blessed, Nitro and St. Albans, to have two facilities that folks can go to, from youth to seniors.
Opening Saturday?
Okay.
Tomorrow?
The first splash is this weekend.
Okay.
And the summer kickoff party is this evening.
This evening.
Up at the City Park. And it is up at the park,
yep,
where we're talking about
St. Albans. In St. Albans.
In St. Albans. And the pool will officially open tomorrow morning, Saturday, and the weather is going to accommodate us for at least a day or two.
Picture perfect.
And then swimming lessons, information will come soon. Just go to St. Albans, West Virginia, WV, Parks Recreation Department on Facebook, or the City of St. Albans website to gather more information. We're forming a swim team, swimming lessons. And here's something I'm proud of, is the city's putting on, and Kevin Pennington and Scott Tweedy and that whole crew up there this year, and I hope they don't mind me releasing this, but we're going to have senior lap swim sessions every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Again, accommodating our seniors. And I know there's quite a few seniors in the zip code of 25177, the zip code for St. Albans. I think per capita, maybe one of our oldest communities in the state of West Virginia. So we really we need to cater to them, and you guys certainly are. You understand your needs of this community, and you're meeting those needs. We got about a minute or so left, Walt. I'm going to give you a platform to give our audience, our listening audience, a parting shot. I've enjoyed having you on here. I told you 20 minutes would go very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Parting shot for you, my friend.
Well, I just want to thank the opportunity to be here and speak about all the good news coming through in District 58, from St. Albans to Nitro to Institute. And the opportunity to serve my community was made by the people that felt I could get the job done. And I don't take that responsibility lightly. And I continue to serve with all my heart, love, and passion for St. Albans, Nitro, and this whole district. I will serve for this area, this county, and this state for as long as God allows me to do so. We call it, my phrase through my foundation, is the 25177 zip code, because you're the one in your community that can make a difference. And I think it's appropriate that it stands out for the city of St. Albans. Thank you for the opportunity. Folks, get out.
Get out and have fun.
Enjoy YakFest, June 16th to the 18th, brother.
I don't think I could say it any better. I'm proud of you. I'm honored to call you a good friend. Known you and your family for a very long time. Continued success, continued good work, continued good health, and we'll see you very, very soon. One more thing?
Just WalterHallWV.com.
WalterHallWV.com. WalterHallWV.com. Okay, folks, what a fast 20 minutes. The first segment is under our belt. When I return from a short break, hopefully I'll be joined by Michael Lipton, our executive director with the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. If not, I'll make some stuff up and we'll talk, because this is a live show. And we're coming to you on 1410 AM and 102.3 FM and WSCWAM.com. And I shall be right back with more. My town, your town.
Hi, this is Christine from Johnny's Fresh Meat Market, located at the Capital Market in downtown Charleston. When it's time to fire up that grill, Johnny's Fresh Meat Market has the best meat for any occasion. Savor the flavor of our hand-cut choice ribeyes, New York strips, or certified black Angus fillets. Johnny's has package deals for every size gathering and any budget to guarantee huge savings. If you're looking for quality meats, great prices, or a quick bite to eat, please remember, you can't beat our meat. Johnny's Fresh Meat Market, located at the Capital Market in downtown Charleston.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do. We welcome you back in to episode number 6 of My Town, Your Town. Honored to serve as your host, Jim Strawn here. What a great week we had. What a great day I am having. If you haven't heard by now, very special day for me. It is the opening night of the Moses Auto Group live on the levee. Love me some music down at Haddad Riverfront Park. Music will start down there tonight at 6:30 with The Chase, my good friends from down in the Ashland area, and then taking center stage on the Schoenbaum stage at Haddad for the Moses Auto Group live on the levee. Week number one of our 19th season, but our 20th anniversary, will be Hair Supply, 7:45, 2 45-minute sets, and then fireworks at 9:30. Speaking of music, and as promised at the top of this show, I welcome into My Town, Your Town. What do you think of my new show, Michael?
Well,
you don't know yet.
This is my introduction to it.
So, Michael,
I have high hopes.
Michael Lipton is with us in studio. Michael is our director with the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. I've known Michael a long time. We've talked about some Hall of Fame things in the past, both on TV and radio. We raised a few dollars at the old garden party years ago.
All right.
That was fun. Are we still doing that? The Cafe Cimino's not there.
It's changed hands, and it's kind of a different animal now.
But we raised a little bit of money with the garden party for Michael in the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. Your ceremony for this the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, June the 3rd, another induction ceremony. Before we talk about the induction ceremony, let's give our listeners what it is you're all about with the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. Not that old, but starting to have a little bit of history now, the past 15 years or so. When did you get started with that?
Well, I started it in 2005, okay. And this class brings our number of inductees to 62, I believe.
62 inductees, and all into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. Do you have a physical location where people can see all the inductees in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we have two spaces at the Charleston Town Center. One is the Hall of Fame itself, and then across the aisle or hall is the West Virginia Museum of Music, which has a wide assortment of things from old gear to specific displays that aren't necessarily about an inductee. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful space. We have a performance space there too. And we have shows, and we can get 125 people in there.
Folks, if you haven't been there yet, I highly recommend you go. It's at the Charleston Town Center Mall. There's a couple spaces there. There's a place for them to play music, which we're going to get to a little bit later because there's a celebration after the ceremony there. And of course, they have the museum and the Hall of Fame itself. I love old sports equipment. You just mentioned old musical equipment, and it's so fascinating to see the history of musical instruments and see about the roots of Appalachia. So it is the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk, Michael, about these inductees for this year. But you think about West Virginia music, there's more than bluegrass, there's more than country, there's more than, we have all genres of music from West Virginia, right?
Correct, and that's one of the reasons why when I started this, I specifically didn't want to make it a country or bluegrass or gospel Hall of Fame.
It's literally across all genres.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
And every year, or every induction class, and it's not by design, it just happens because the people voting have different tastes, and because, as you said, there's people from every genre of music, just like there is every place.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, when you're a state like West Virginia, kind of gets known, or at least in people's minds, for
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
and which it is. And we have great traditional music and country and gospel. But, for instance, this year, we'll go down the inductees real quick. Barbara Nisman, she was born in Philadelphia, but she's lived in Greenbrier County for 30 years, so she's done her time.
And I know her very well.
Oh, do you?
One of the most talented pianists I've ever listened to, talked to, been with. Yeah, she's been on the stage at the Cultural Center a few times for some fundraisers I've done.
Yeah,
I love me some Barbara Nisman.
She's, to watch her is something, I've never seen anyone play like that.
She's world renowned.
She's regarded as one of the premier concert pianists in the world at this point.
In the world, people, and we're not stretching this, we're not exaggerating.
She's worked with every major orchestra in Europe and the U.S., and it's just an incredible experience to watch her play.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 78, and she glides across the stage, and her performances are wonderful.
She's very spry for her 78 years young of age, and as you mentioned, she hails from Greenbrier County. Your ceremony, the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and you call it the induction ceremony, this year it's June the 3rd, June 3rd, 2023. Is that correct?
Yep, next Saturday.
That's next Saturday already. Next Saturday, you do it at the West Virginia Cultural Center Theater, and there's tickets that are available. There's general admission and tickets. They are $75. If you don't get them early, they'll be $95 at the door. There's some VIP tickets available. There's probably a reception. I think there is a reception at the Governor's Mansion the night before, an after-show party that I did mention at the Charleston Marriott Town Center on June 3rd after the ceremony. And folks can get, you still have tickets to the event, right?
Yeah, we do.
You have tickets to the event. You can get them a couple different ways. You can go to the website, www.wbmusichalloffame.com. That's it's wbmusichalloffame.com. Or you can give them a call at 304-342-4412. 304-342-4412. We have plenty of time left. We'll get into the other inductees, Michael. But what can folks expect when they come to the ceremony that night if they haven't been, besides meeting and hearing? What happens? How does the ceremony unfold?
Okay, well, let's go backwards. One little step.
Okay.
And if someone calls in to buy a ticket and they mention Jim Strawn, we'll give them $20 off.
$20 off. Just mention Jim Strawn. Yeah. Jim Strawn.
Usually it costs you more if you
I know. I'm thinking this is the first discounted I've ever gotten if you mention my name. Normally it's double. But give them a call, 342-4412. Mention my name. We'll give you a little discount there on the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame ceremony next Saturday, June 3rd at the West Virginia Culture Center. What will folks expect?
Okay, so it's like you know, any of the award ceremonies that you've seen. We have five inductees, and I'll just go over those real quick. So at the other end of the spectrum from Barbara is Fuzzy Haskins and Calvin Simon, and they were unbelievably two of the founding members of Parliament Funkadelic.
So there we go. We're not yet. That gives you the sign right there is all you need. We have a classic pianist. And
Except for James Brown. And their story.
So Fuzzy Haskins and Calvin Simon.
Right. Okay. And they have both passed, but we have a group coming down from Detroit that has some...
Special.
Some of the members of the P-Funk family that will be... doing the music for their induction segment. Mm-mm-mm. It's a 7-piece group, and it's going to be really great.
I look so forward to listening to that and being a part of that. We also we mentioned Barbara Nessman. We've now mentioned the Parliament Funkadelic co-founders, Fuzzy and Calvin. I know this gentleman as well, a country music. He's kind of a bluegrass traditionalist. I think he plays... We call it the fiddle or the violin or something. Buddy Griffin?
Yeah.
He's from like the Calhoun, Glenville area, I do believe.
Yeah. I think he was born in Nicholas County. But also he's played on literally hundreds of records and been on the Grand Ole Opry hundreds of times. Mm. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. And he's one of the sidemen that make the front people look and sound good.
I just realized where I met him and heard him. The Good Night celebration at St. John's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when George Daugherty, the Earl of Elkview, they were good friends, and George would invite him down to play with the O'Daughertys at St. John's for the Good Night celebration on New Year's Eve, December 31st, a couple years ago. I met him, heard him, I thought, wow, how gifted. And now he is gifted. Now he's an inductee this year.
Yeah, and Buddy started and ran the bluegrass program at Glenville State College. The only college-accredited degree in the country in bluegrass.
That's how I was introduced. That's how I was thinking up that way, Glenville, Calhoun County. But, Buddy Griffin.
Calhoun's mild stomping.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Boy, home of some beautiful farms up there and some country people. I love me some Calhoun. Chloe, right? I love me some Chloe up that way.
Chloe. You're a foreigner.
I'm
Chloe.
Chloe. All right, Chloe. It's Chloe. I'm a foreigner. So, Buddy Griffith, a 2023 inductee for the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame this year, along with the co-founders of the Parliament Funkadelic, Fuzzy Haskins and Calvin Simon. We mentioned Barbara Nessman. You have two more inductees, right?
Correct. One is the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers.
That's a group, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
I don't know them.
And you talk about West Virginia's bluegrass roots. They are... probably the most important bluegrass group.
Where do they hail from?
Well, there are basically two families, and one was Monroe County, and I can't remember one down of the other way. Counties right down there.
Yeah.
And they were, Tim O'Brien described them as kind of like John Mayall's Blues Breakers of the bluegrass. Like, all these people went through their ranks and went on to have their own careers, including two of the key members are going to be here. Bobby Osborne, he was with the Osborne Brothers.
Okay.
A very, you know, well-known, popular bluegrass group. He's 94, and he wanted to come, and he's going to sing a song. And then also Paul Williams, who's one of the group's mandolin players, I think, singer and songwriter. Okay. He'll be there. And we're also going to have, Tim O'Brien is going to head up the group that's going to play that segment. And we probably have 15 members of the families of people who are in the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers coming, which is really makes it special. There were two groups of brothers that were very instrumental, so to speak, in the group. The Kleins, it was Ezra and Curly Ray, and then the Goins brothers, Melvin and Ray, I believe.
Okay.
And Melvin's widow will be here, and a lot of the Kleins and Osbornes.
The Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, inductee number 4 that we've chatted about, of 5 for the 2023 West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. The ceremony is next Saturday, June the 3rd. We have one more inductee we need to talk about. Hammond, yeah. What's that?
Winston Walls.
Winston Walls.
Yeah. But let's just go back to Calvin and Fuzzy for a second. Yeah. So, some of their families are coming. Calvin's two daughters are coming, and one of Fuzzy's sons is coming, who is just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and he's going to either sing or play drums. And when I was talking to him, and this is, you know, it's a small world, small West Virginia world, he was on Mountain Stage, which is very, it seems like, kind of worlds colliding a little, but not really.
Yeah.
So, but then, the last inductee is Winston Walls, and I
don't know that name at all.
Well, if you're into music and if in the Valley, you had to have seen him or come across him. He was, his instrument was the Hammond B3, which is, it's an organ, but it's a very specific one, and it's kind of an instrument unto itself. And he was one of the best Hammond players in the U.S., which means he was one of the best Hammond players in the world.
Right.
And he would do Battle of the Organ shows traveling across the U.S. with Jack McDuff, Groove Holmes, and probably the best Hammond player was Jimmy Smith. And and we have someone coming to play his segment who he's an old school Hammond player, Caesar Frazier, and a great tenor player from Indianapolis, Rob Dixon.
Is Mr. Wall still with us, Winston?
No.
He's passed away,
yeah.
So he's got some folks coming to kind of represent him and lift him up and play his instrument, which was the Hammond B3 organ.
Right.
Wow.
And then for each of these inductees, we create a 7-minute biopic of their life and career.
Man.
And they're great, and they're kind of historical documents, you know, unto themselves. And Michael Valentine is the videographer from Huntington who puts them together, and they always have just this sly sense of humor to them.
I love that.
And they're great. And by the way, you can view all of the previous vignettes if you go to the website, which, as you said,
WVMusicHallOfFame.com, WVMusicHallOfFame.com. You can view some previous videos, vignettes that have been done for the previous ceremonies and some of our inductees over the years. Michael said at the top of the segment, about 62 inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame now that Michael himself started in 2005. What a rich history in just a short time. And I'm so glad that you did this. I know this is a labor of love for you. I know you pull what left of your long gray mop out of your head there, out of your hair, but you got such a great head of hair. But it's nerve-wracking for you to put this together, but you seemingly love it. Yeah, but you seemingly love this. You're a musician, you're with the Carpenter Ants, and everybody knows what a great band you have there, and you travel all over the world and the United States and play. Your roots are here in West Virginia. You think there's so many great musical roots here. Why don't we have a Hall of Fame? Was that how this began?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly how it began. Yeah.
And you got a touring museum. You still have a bus that goes around to some of the schools in different places, right?
Mm-hmm. And I would love for people to come and see the two spaces at the town center. We're open Thursday to Sunday. Okay. From around noon to 6.
Yeah, get in there Thursday to Sunday at the Charleston Town Center. The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame is there. The museum is there. There's a place they can perform. They have a little stage there. The annual West Virginia Music Hall of Fame ceremony is coming up next Saturday, June the 3rd. It's at the Cultural Center there on the State Capitol Complex. Does it start about 6 with the reception, I'm guessing?
Doors at 7.
Doors at 7.
And the show starts at 7:30.
Tickets are $75 or $95 at the door, but if you call 304-342-4412 sometime between now and next week, mention my name. Michael's going to give you $20 off, not add $20, so that's a good deal for you and a good deal for me. I'm honored that I got mentioned in there. So, Michael, hats off to you. I applaud you every year for what you do. Congratulations on another successful inductee class. You got about 30 seconds left. You have a parting shot for the audience?
Yeah, if you love West Virginia and love West Virginia music, as I do, we only do these every 2 years, so come on down.
I'm glad you said that. It's not every year. It's every 2 years.
Right.
It feels like every year to me because it feels like you do this every year, but that's how quickly time flies.
Yeah, don't remind me.
And you're having fun. All right, there he is, Michael Lipton. He is our director with the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. One more time, 304-342-4412 or wbmusichalloffame.com. As promised at the top of the show, when I return from my town, your town, we're going to be talking the unofficial beginning of the summer, which usually means boats and pools and laying out with your friends. And sometimes that could cause a little skin cancer. So we're going to talk to an esthetician who can help us with how to treat our skin this summer. And I shall be right back with my good friend Robin Sylvester in just a moment. I'll be right back.
You are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
Welcome you back in for the final segment of My Town, Your Town, episode number 6. If you've been listening, this show is going by, this show particularly going by very quickly. What a great conversation we had with my good friend Walt Hall, and then Michael Lipton was just here. Lots of good things happening throughout our community, and as you well know, if you're a listener of this show, you know we talk to good people, good organizations, good businesses doing good work, good stuff to move our community forward in a positive way. And this young lady does just that. I can vouch for her. We're talking with Robin. Well, we welcome into the program Robin Sylvester. Robin, how are you, girl?
Hello,
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing good. You look great.
Thank you. You're as
ready?
You do.
You ready for the unofficial beginning of the summer?
Ready.
You're
totally ready.
You stay ready, don't you?
Ready.
You love me some Lime on Levee. You love
I'll
the summer.
I'll be there tonight.
Yep. Will you be down tonight?
Yep, absolutely.
I teased it earlier with the Chase is going to be there and Hair Supply at 7:45.
Really pumped.
Robin, you are the proprietor. You are the owner of Universal Aesthetics.
Yes.
We had your suite mate on last week, Lisa. She does Face the World with Lisa.
She's wonderful.
Well, I've known her a
you
long time.
You probably think that.
I love her. I've known her 42 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, we had Lisa on last week, and she's a cosmetic injector nurse thingy. She's her RN. She does things to your face to make you look pretty and
licensed nurse injector.
Yeah, I need to know what she is. But you guys work together. We talked to Lisa about separate businesses. You have Universal Aesthetics. She's Face the World, but you're in the same suite.
Right. We're making suite mates.
We're gonna talk about your business in just a moment, but we've got a little bit of time, and I talked to the audience. I teased the audience a little bit about this is Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
It is Skin Cancer Awareness
Month. That's what it is, right?
May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And actually, today is National Sunscreen Day.
Okay, so you can tell maybe you knew this, but I've been in the Florida sun the past 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to be proud of me, because
mm-hmm.
I wore sunscreen every day. And that's not a thing I do every day.
Good, good. Well, actually, I brought you some sunscreen.
You brought me some stuff?
I brought you some sunscreen.
What
is this? Called Vacation Facial Spritz SPF 50.
Is that a brand that you carry?
It is a brand. I want you to spray this on your face right now.
So let me look at it. It's Super Spritz SPF
50.
Face mist.
Yeah.
It's called Vacation.
Uh-huh.
And you carry it at Universal Aesthetics, right?
I do.
So I'm looking at it. It's got a palm tree logo, and it's called Vacation.
It's called Vacation.
You love
it. It smells
guys.
Like Vacation.
Okay.
You feel like you're on
it
Vacation.
It smells like Vacation.
Yeah,
so here
it.
I go.
Go for
One,
it.
One, two. See if you can hear this.
Okay. All
oh
right. There you
okay,
go.
There it is. Woo! It's all over my face.
What do you think?
It smells
1983. Hawaiian Tropic.
I was 1983.
Banana boat.
I'm at spring break in Fort Lauderdale.
Bang.
There's people running around. It's cray cray. It's fun. It's college kids everywhere.
Right, but guess what?
And
you are not getting sunburned.
I'm not getting
You're not getting sunburned.
And sunburn is no good, by the way.
No,
I've been
it
burned
isn't.
Before.
No.
It's painful.
No.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous, it can turn into skin cancer later on.
And that's not what
a bad sunburn today
normally,
can come back to get you in about 30 years.
Melanoma,
sure.
Right? They say
yes.
Melanoma.
Yeah, melanoma is the bad one. That's the bad one.
So, you're an advocate for sunscreen.
Yes.
What else can we do as the summer is launching? We're out on our boat. We're on the golf course. We're at the pool. We just talked to Walt Hall. Pools are opening this summer. St. Albans is opening. Charleston is opening. Nitro is opening. Lots of community pools are opening. People are going to get out there from hibernating all winter, Robin.
Yeah, I mean,
they get out there and they get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't stay inside. I'm not a hermit. I have a daughter, and we kayak and we run around all summer.
You're in the elements a lot.
I am. I am.
You love
as that, I wear a bandana. If anybody that knows me, I keep my neck and chest covered up. I wear a hat. I wear my shades. I put my sunscreen on. I wear a long sleeve shirt sometimes. You can leave your house. Just protect yourself.
And it's important to do that just because of the simple fact we don't want skin cancer. That's,
right.
That's really it, right?
Right. And also the sun causes aging. So mm-hmm. everyone who is, trying to fight that aging side and wrinkles and lines and spots, it's the sun that's doing all of it.
I just got back last night about midnight from FLA, where I was laying at the beach and laying at my pool and
mm-hmm.
riding my bike.
I saw that.
And now I'm smelling like I'm still there. When I close my eyes, Robin, I'm still laying at my pool.
Yeah.
This vacation.
Well, that one's yours. Put it in your pocket.
Whoa. This is mine?
Put it in your car.
No. I love you.
Uh-huh. Yep. You're going to need it tonight.
Vacation Super Spritz SPF 50 Face Mist.
Yep.
And you run Universal Aesthetics. Give me the address and give me the number. And what's your business all about, Robin?
Well, Universal Aesthetics came about when I decided to open my own practice regarding aesthetics and skin care and skin health. Mm-hmm. So
you've been in the field how many years now?
18 years now.
You know what you're doing.
I feel like I do.
Here's the deal. I can vouch for her. I've been to her more than once. you think the 63-year-old face just looks young naturally? No. I mean, I do use a little sunscreen. I drink a lot of water, but I go see Robin Sylvester as well. 304-304-446-2121. 911.
And you can call or text that number.
Very good.
Anytime.
Yeah, I interrupted you. Talk about what you do over there.
Well, so we have a full service, anything from facial to dermaplaning, microdermabrasion. If you need your eyebrows done, we do waxing and or microblading. I also perform IPL photofacials that actually gets rid of sun damage and brings it to the surface. We also just got in my new baby that I love so much.
Are you using it?
I'm using a lot of it. Yep. Microneedling with radio frequency. It is called Vibe RF, and it is the latest in technology regarding anti-aging, fine lines, wrinkles. It targets ice pick acne scarring, which is very important to me as a former sufferer of acne, and uses radio frequency heat to cause thermal damage down deep into that dermal layer of your skin for tightening as everything kind of remodels and cools over the next month or two.
So you're all in. This is that was an expensive investment for you. Not many places have that.
No one has this particular machine.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah, there's a couple around, and they're good. The technology is good. Yeah. It's always changing. It's always evolving. This one is the big one with this is there's really no downtime. And when I say that, I really do mean it, because I know people have lives to live, and I want you to be able to get the treatments that you want without having to stick around in the house and feel like that you can't go out and do anything. So this one really, 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 no downtime, and we're seeing results. I've got notes on my phone. I've got calls in my voicemail of how well people are liking it so far.
I love that. We're talking with Robin Sylvester. Robin is the owner, proprietor of Universal Aesthetics. The suite is at 114 Washington Street West. They're in suite 204, mm-hmm. where she shares that with Face the World with Lisa. If you know where Elk City is,
we're on the first block.
First block, it's across from the iconic grill. You know, Elk City is booming. I love what the city of Charleston and the West Side Main Street folks are doing. Elk City it seems to be coming alive with various restaurants.
It's about to blow up.
And there's another thing coming in pretty soon with the Bullocks putting in there. We'll keep that a secret until it's open. Then we'll have Ty on to talk about what's happening there. We may have Rick Kavanagh on to talk about what's going on with West Street, Main Street. But there's medical services over there. There's record shops. There's
eateries. I get my hair cut at the Bully Trap. I'm in the building by
you can hang out
Kelly
all day.
Clark. Hey, girl.
you can hang out all day in Elk City and pretty much get everything you need. But Robin is on the second floor, 204, at 114 West Washington Street, across from the grill down there. We can find you on Facebook, right?
Yes, sir. Universal Aesthetics WV on Facebook and Instagram. My website is universal-aesthetics.com. It is currently down. We are retooling it. My wonderful IT person, James Harris, is...
he's a good egg, too.
We're actually running up a new website, so it will direct you to the Facebook page, but it will be up and running here in probably about a week.
One more time, I'll probably give it to you a few more times, but her telephone number is 304-446-2191. We have about 6 minutes or so left, Robin. I asked Lisa this last week about the same time in the segment. You've been an esthetician for 18 years. You know what you're doing in your industry. You know what you're doing in your field. You're a pro at it. I've sat in your chair more than once. I can't wait to come back and sit again. But you went out last summer. Lisa told the story last week about, I think it was a box of Cheez-Its and a bottle of red wine, and you guys hashed out what you were going to do. You went out on your own. You're an entrepreneur. You're now a business owner. You're in your first year.
Right.
Talk to the audience about people that are thinking about that and what you learned. Would you do it again? Is it worth everything you thought it would be? It's not easy starting a business. So talk about that journey a little bit for folks that may go, you know what? I think I could do that. If Robin can do it, I can do it.
If Robin can do it, then you can do it. Having some experience and knowing what people are needing and wanting, and having the ability to take care of that in a way that people feel comfortable with, and we have a trusting relationship. So I've had a lot of people with me for these entire 18 years, and the decision to go out on my own was one that I had been thinking about, and I just finally said, let's go. Mm-hmm. I moved to the West Side about 2.5 years ago.
You live over that way.
I do, yeah. And I thought, I live on the West Side. I want to work on the West Side. I want to bring money to the West Side. And so I started looking for open leases. Found one. The first one we saw, we went up and looked at it. I was like, this is the one. And everything just fell into place. And, I mean, everything fell into place.
Give your landlord a little love. You love him.
Yeah, we love the Chadler.
The Chadler. Chad. Hey, Chad.
So, yeah, from then on, everything just fell right into place. It just rolled right into everything that we dreamed it would be. And then, yeah, at the end of that, we signed a lease. We had a box of Cheez-Its and a box of wine. And we put a towel down on the, a white towel, mind you. Yeah. We put a white towel down on our little table in the lounge. And we had a little toast to our new two businesses that we share this really cute suite with.
It's an adorable suite. If you haven't been to Face the World with Lisa or at Universal Aesthetics at 114 West Washington Street, Suite 204.
It's really comfortable.
You owe it to yourself just to
vibe.
Stop by.
Yeah.
I mean, they do free consultations, so you don't have to have a appointment
we have,
or a service.
I've got a full, a full little store in there, a little shop full of inventory with skincare. We sell.
So, that being said, I was up there not long ago, and you have a love affair with this vacation brand.
I do. I love this
and
brand.
And it's a company from where?
They're out of Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing.
They hooked me. They hooked me last summer.
They're fun. They're a fun company.
They are. Check them out. Vacation Inc. They are a trip. They hooked me last summer. And then when I opened my own business, I thought, man, I'm going to check with them and see if I can sell their stuff here with me. And
you are.
I totally am.
What are some of the product lines in vacation that you provide to your customers?
Well, this new one is a facial spritz.
They've got
a classic lotion, SPF 50. They've got a mineral lotion, SPF 30. The mineral was really important for me to have because it is reef friendly, which is a big thing now. If you're headed to the islands, reef friendly SPF is a must.
Reef, R-E-E-F.
Yeah, we're going to save the coral reefs. So
I got you.
No chemicals at all. It's just straight zinc. There's a body spray, but we also carry a lot of other sunscreens with two other lines. Obagi Medical. We have some an SPF 50 matte finish, also a warm and cool tinted. Those are great. If you don't want to wear makeup in the summertime, that's what you...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back?
Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1410 AM, WSCW and W272DW, 102.3 FM, South Charleston, an LM communication station.